Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about setting a course for our family values and quality character traits. And those are not small things. You can also go to mystronghome.com to find more resources.
When you're talking about a family core, the core of your family, you've got to think in terms of higher principles, things that run deep. And if they're going to run deep, you can't live a shallow life. You have to make room for deep and think about what it means to develop that. And that's what we're talking about today with family values, because we have to decide, you know what, we talked a little bit at some point about our compass, but we have to decide, you know, what's our family compass.
And what do we want our family to look like when we, you know, get down the road a ways? What are we hoping that we will see in our family?
Well, a classic thing in our culture is, you know, you want to prepare your kids to succeed. And, you know, you want them to be a success in life. You want them to make money. You want them to have a good life.
Happy.
And all,
happy.
Yeah, all those different things. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with those goals. But there are deeper things. Just think about the value of your child being an emotional success or being a spiritual success or an ethical success.
Well, one of the things you did when our kids were younger was you made a big sign that we put in the house, and it's kind of our coat of arms, and it's a sword, and because we wanted it to be about truth in our lives. And also you had hospitality was one of the tenets or one of the things that we hoped to see instilled in our kids.
Well, I think at that particular point, we were reading a book called Raising a Modern Day Knight or something like that. And that just kind of struck me. You know, what would our family's coat of arms be? And I remember going on vacation together because the kids weren't little. They were old enough to reason and have a conversation about it. And we kind of came up with it together, what was occurring in our family and what we wanted to see more of. And, you know, we have that hangs down at our cabin now, down in Southeast Iowa, where, you know, when people walk in the door, there it is, because our coat of arms is very reflective of the deep things that we're talking about related to family values.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so sometimes it just means taking a hard look at ourselves. What strengths did we see? What strengths do we still want to see develop?
Yeah, and I think that every family is a little bit different. You're going to value different things. You have different backgrounds. You have different things that you weigh out, and as far as weights and measures are concerned. And I think the idea of quality character is to, you know, what are the character qualities that you want to launch your children with? And you start with the ones that are reflected in your psyche and in the core of who you are, and then you kind of build from there and add.
Yeah, so we found our strengths, and we also found that we had a weakness for me in particular, just looking for weaknesses in an area emotionally. I could not face conflict. I didn't see it when I was a kid, and so I thought it immediately meant, you know, the first time we had a fight that I thought we were going to get divorced.
Because I like to create conflict.
But the whole point of it was that was something that needed to be strengthened in me, and that was easy to recognize. We did see other strengths out. Were already there that we wanted to continue to develop, but we also saw some areas that just really needed real work, and that was one of them for me.
Well, and I think vulnerability and transparency is really important when you're talking about family values in relationship to character quality, because or quality character, because you've got to be able to be honest and look at yourselves and go, you know, well, we are kind of weak in this area as a family, or we're strong in this area, and we want to accentuate that and encourage it, but we also want to be honest about our weaknesses.
Yeah, and I can remember talking to a family where they realized that they didn't really out-and-out lie, but they discovered as a family they kind of would skirt the truth, like just leave out some important facts or, you know, just not give a real definite answer. They could always just be wishy-washy, and they realized, we don't want to live like that anymore. We want to be kind of yes and no type people.
So, you know, for your strategy and what this worksheet does, it's on page 53 of the My Strong Homes workshop at mystronghomes.com, which you can, you can get connected with, and it's absolutely free to you, at least at this point, until we become really famous. But when it comes to quality character, one thing that was really helpful to me personally in making these decisions about personal values, which became a big deal in my family values is I became familiar with some passages of Scripture. Mm-hmm. One of them that comes to mind is the love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13. You know, the one that's read at every wedding.
Uh-huh.
And it's great. I mean, it's filled with foundational things, but you got to think them through and what they mean. What good does it do to make vows if you don't think that that doesn't have anything to do with a promise that,
well,
that you make?
Yeah, it was easy for me to promise that I'd stick with you for good
better.
And bad until the bad happened. I was like, I didn't mean that bad.
Absolutely. But there's a passage of Scripture in Galatians that talks about the fruit of the Spirit. And I found this really helpful. So you kind of got to, you just have to figure out, you know, what are, where do you go for your values? And then how will you articulate those so that you can discuss them together? And I love this. I'm just going to kind of go through it and then we'll talk about them a little bit. But love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fruitfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And at the end of that passage, it says, against these things, there is no law. And mm-hmm. what that means is that you find freedom when you find these character qualities. So, you know, they've really been a big deal in our family life as we've pursued how we're going to get along with the world around us, how we're going to develop our personal mission, and how we're going to define our family values.
And so a part of what we did in order to figure that out, we decided, okay, if the quality is love, then we need to somehow decide what does that look like if it's evidenced, and what does it look like if it's not? Because how do you actually judge whether I'm any good at it or not, or whether you're any good at it?
Well, and so, for instance, that gives you a standard, you know, that you can look at your children and you can look at yourself and go, okay, is this an evidence of love the way I understand it, as mm-hmm. I've read in the Scriptures, as I've contemplated it, as I've thought it through? And then also, how's it not being evidenced, and what a great way to discuss and learn together about a particular quality.
So for instance, with love, this is just some stuff I wrote down. You can add your own, but when you see it, you see forgiveness and you see obedience, you see gentleness. I mean, you can go on and on, but those are some of the obvious ones. What you won't see, or what, if you're not showing love, what you'll show is rejection. You'll be willful. You'll be harsh. You'll be selfish.
Critical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are a lot of anti-qualities. You know, you've got these
right.
these good qualities that are, you know, laid out in the Scriptures, but you know, human nature brings out the other side of those. So with the area of love, that's a good example, because you look at how it's not being evidenced, and that's where correction comes in. I mean, no, there's nothing wrong with correction. There's nothing, mm-hmm. you know, there's nothing that reflects upon you negatively if you need to be corrected. In fact, the Bible teaches that correction is a way of life, not just for children,
right,
but for adults as well.
Well, and it doesn't mean, you know, as we've talked about before, if you struggle in an area, just being careful not to assume that every area is weak, then it just means that one needs a little pumping up.
You know, at this particular point related to values, I just need to say that people don't realize how hard radio is, because I have headphones on and in the interior part of my ear, I just got an itch. And it's not easy. It's not easy carrying on in the midst of that. You know, dangers of rivers, dangers.
Okay, so in that, are you going to show the next quality? Are you going to show joy? Well, are you going to show enthusiasm and gratefulness?
And what a huge quality to mm-hmm. just the idea of joy and all of the attitudes that go with it, the gratefulness, the countenance that goes with joy. Well, mm-hmm. you can pretty much tell in a family whether there's an atmosphere of joy.
And those people are so easy to be around. The opposite of that are people who are apathetic, unthankful, self-pitying. So, you know, who do you want to be and who do you prefer to be around?
And here's another one that has been a lifelong quest for me, the whole idea of being at peace mm-hmm. and pursuing peace. And that has had such a drastic impact upon me. And I've watched as my children and now my grandchildren are starting to face that and trying to find personal peace and to live in peace with other people. I mean, what a great character quality, mm-hmm. but it's not something that, you know, you just kind of blink your eyes and it happens.
Right. So when you exhibit peace, you tend to appear and be content in your heart. You're secure, you're discreet, you exhibit faith. And if you aren't at peace, generally you're anxious and presumptuous.
So when I think about myself, when we met and when we got married, you know, we had big hopes. I was pretty much a new believer who had just committed myself to Christ. And as I look back now, I didn't really understand love, and I didn't understand joy. I didn't understand peace. Mm-hmm. And I certainly, this next one, didn't understand patience. And even though I had a concept for kindness, and you know, I was willing to step up when somebody was being treated unkindly, at a heart level, I didn't mm-hmm. understand it. And mm-hmm. so to make that a part of the quality character of our home, that was a real stretch for me.
Yeah. Patience, you know, obviously the opposite of that is impatience, but really impatience is being resistant, it's being irritable, it's being restless, you know, versus being flexible and long-suffering.
I'm going to pop ahead a little bit here okay. and kind of goof you up on your notes, but fruitfulness is one that I really love, because when a family recognizes that whatever it is, you know, whether it's the work that you put in, the time you put into somebody, the idea that you would be fruitful, that mm-hmm. something good would be produced by your effort. I mean, what a great benefit that is in life, and how that impacts us as far as having a satisfied mind.
Yeah. So when you see your family, yourself, or your kids being diligent and being enthusiastic, that's going to produce fruitfulness. That's how you do it, by being diligent and going for it with the right heart. When you're not being fruitful, you're underachieving, you tend to give up easily, and you tend to be double-minded because you can't just stick with something. You kind of go back and forth, so you never gain any traction.
We talked a little earlier about patience, and I would put that together with this next quality as far as looking at quality character in a home, the idea of gentleness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's if you come from a boisterous family, which I do, the idea of learning about gentleness, that's been kind of a long time coming for me, but it's been so liberating and so freeing. And I even watch as my children deal with their kids, and it's so exciting to me because they've taken what we learned about gentleness and they're taking it to the next level.
They are.
And it makes me so proud of them.
Yes, they're taking it to a deeper level, just in the sense that we learned a little bit, they learned a little bit, and now a lot more. And it's just really fun to watch them. Gentleness, showing care and concern and tact versus being rash or harsh.
Today we're talking about quality character as it relates to family values, and you can find out more about this at mystronghome.com. We talked a little bit about love and joy and peace and patience and kindness, and if you're just tuning in right now, you recognize the list. It comes out of Galatians. It's the fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness, fruitfulness, gentleness. The final one today to talk about from a character quality in a family is the idea of self-control. And I remember, as I'm thinking about it right now, the idea of wild horses can't drag something out of somebody's mouth. Mm-hmm. And was that you?
Yes. Well, I didn't. I just quoted it out of a book. Edith Schaefer initially said it. She's talking about within a family, there are things that you know about each other that you know this will win the argument. If I say this, it's
yes.
like sort of getting somebody in that place where the family should be protecting that little area where you know they're weak or they're really mm-hmm. just vulnerable. And instead, to win the argument, you just zing it. And it ruins everything.
Well, and what I love about these qualities and how that's translated over into our home, I think loyalty is something, family loyalty, if you understand it in the family, it's something that you can take out into the world. And loyalty pays dividends mm-hmm. in a huge way. And not to mention, the least of which, certainly not being our loyalty to God, the one who created us.
Right. And when we say loyalty, we mean loyalty to God first, not to each other first at the exclusion of God. But self-control, just being alert and flexible and persuasive, your ability to show wisdom, those are all such great signs of self-control.
Forstream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to Forstream.com and click on the radio button.